Chapter 23. We are destroying our own planet.
From notes made in November 1975.
We continually search the universe, trying to perhaps encounter something else.
Iswala has told me many times. Day after day a labyrinth of questions rise in my mind. I have asked her to tell me why my limited capacity for discernment and little receptivity is an obstacle so difficult to overcome. I know that contrary to her desires she used words incomprehensible and terms that at times I did not understand. Likewise, when she was forced to use or employ simple terms in referring to her technical scientific subjects, the grandness of her knowledge was minimized. According to my deductions, she spoke to me in words most accessible which could serve to train me, which much facilitated things for me. I began to become accustomed to my training by lying at whatever moment in whatever place she wished. With her, today, when I saw her at the UNAM, University of Mexico, walking toward the cafeteria, there was absolutely nothing strange. I knew that she could accomplish almost anything she desired, and I believed that up to then she had become a part of my life. I stopped her when I caught up with her. "Hey," I exclaimed. "I have many questions to ask you," I said without stopping to think of the necessity of protocol to greet her. I acted spontaneously, without courteously greeting her. She nodded her head affirmatively and looked at me expectantly. We walked toward the outside in the direction of the parking lot. "Lia," I said while we retired from that place, "tell me about the uncertain future which day after day I have come to comprehend from all your conversations. Show me that which will come in a form inevitably destructive to assault our planet."
"Listen, Professor, the terrestrials demonstrate decadent tendencies. Nevertheless, the majority live in a period of transition. That is to say, of changes, of metamorphosis. The eclectic community simply observes. Only you can resolve the internal affairs. It is the respect of free will, of the liberty to act. It is a form of living, though that could be disputed, that is respected. Nevertheless, you are gaining, if that is what you want, and they demonstrate access to great intergalactic knowledge. However, contrary to that which you hope for your community, the terrestrials demonstrate clear tendencies to decline. The decline of this civilization began some time ago. As thinking beings you began to incur this in your own species. In only one century, you have carried out sufficient nuclear tests that, because of which, for the next 200 years, your humanity will be exposed to radioactive residues from explosions in different parts of your planet. Unfortunately, this is one of the more important reasons why you are losing your ozone layer. By the 1980s you will have lost a total of 8.3% of the ozone layer that originally was found at the beginning of this century. This will provoke the solar rays to stimulate the molecules of all living organisms to their maximum level. This will also make many of the viruses that assault the terrestrials reach their optimum resistance. Nevertheless, this will exercise a major stimulation of the cerebral neurons, which contributes to the acceleration of the neurophysical changes in the humanity of your world. The memory and the intelligence will be the first cerebral zones to show sensible changes. This will transform the character of each individual, according, of course, to the resistance of each one. The changes will sharpen, whether they are positive or negative, but your own tendencies will always become more acute. The grade of abnormal neuroses will rise noticeably. As a consequence, your aggressiveness will increase, and the percentage will rise day by day and month by month. Characteristics will increase, and intelligence will be accentuated, but also said stimulations will generate decadence in the individual as such. Although it seems to you sometimes that this could benefit humanity, it will prejudice him greatly in genetic order. He will become susceptible to diseases for which there are no known treatments. Respiratory ailments and neurological illnesses will be one form of organic abnormality by the end of the 1980s. After that will come all kinds of degenerative sicknesses. The births of genetically malformed beings will accelerate. The human race suddenly will be confronted by changes in genes, of DNA and mutation. Many species of animals will have disappeared, others will show mutations, and still others will have lost the characteristics of their race. This will show you that, thanks to the indiscriminate use of nuclear tests and the dangerous contaminants that poison the water and the air, the race is suffering mutations. Some of the greatest tragedies of humanity began because of circumstances that seemed ingenious and inoffensive at the time. Because of that, upon analyzing the effects over time, we must first observe the experience which gives us a retrospective view of the past. Much of that which has been done in the areas of science has resulted in death to humanity. The accidents which have occurred in nuclear plants, and those which will occur in the future, contribute still more to sensitive loss of the ozone.
What? Have there been more nuclear accidents? I asked in surprise.
Yes, Professor. And for this also there are many reasons. In the first place, you still are not capable of beneficial use of nuclear energy without problems, threats, and dangers to your civilization. There are risks. The movements of ground, such as landslides and earthquakes, though slight, endanger the plants. This should make man think, and know that his habitat is not adaptable to plants of this kind. But wait. The loss of ozone increases the temperature, or diminishes it according to the case. This will easily affect the nuclear plants. No, Professor, you still are not capable for that. It also influences the external movement of the planet. Moreover, the pressures of gravitational change from that date began to increase, which could also put the nuclear plants in danger, as well as other important things. Someone needs to stop this, because the result in the future will bring unacceptable damage to humanity. Man, despite his advance, his intelligence, his desire to overcome the barriers of his habitat beyond the atmospheric level which surrounds your planet, opens a great highway towards his own destruction. It is imperative to open a breach toward more knowledge, physical and moral, of the terrestrial being. He has degraded the water, a liquid of optimum excellence, not only on your planet, but in all the universe. He has dirtied his planet, has destroyed hundreds of thousands of living beings, animals, plants and rivers, lakes and oceans contaminated by man, not to mention his absolute lack of respect not only shown toward those others, but manifested toward himself. There will come a time in which any energy of your world will have a cost much less than that of water. Your world is slowly being converted into a place inappropriate for life. We desire to sound an alarm at once, exposing several reasons. Starvation is not a sentence, it is only the result of world disorganization. You have not dutifully capitalized the goods of the earth. There is indignity, ambition, pride, and you manipulate entire populations, blackmailing them with grains and greens. It is time that you begin to enjoy a true peace in your world. It is time to show the intergalactic humanity that you also have the right to life and knowledge, but this you must authentically earn. Listen, Professor, if today you could take a step backward and stop the nuclear advances in only those which are employed in the use of risky chemical combinations, your terrestrial community would have made an important change and thus one step toward survival. The scientists argue that to stop science is to stop the world, but that is not true. You cannot feel pride in a science that values only its arsenals of deadly weapons. The next decades will show the contrary. The terribleness of this is that the tribute to the weapons that today are found distributed in all countries is the death of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of innocent persons, some of which never heard talk of the liberation of the atom. This end finds no justification whatsoever, not the least being that if science is to advance, You have to sacrifice the life of a whole planet and even prejudice the life of the solar system. The chemical weapons produce degenerative illnesses not only in men that come in contact with them, but in the water and the plants that have been contaminated, and poison other forms of life, as well as to prejudice the human organism.
In your world, is the scientific advance as dangerous as on this planet?
Well, not only on my world, but in other civilizations, they have something like an important agreement on the advance of the civilization through science, the principal importance always being the preservation of life. The tests do not take into account the proportion in which you make them, and if they treat of weapons, they should be tested in their minimum proportion, though with our procedures there is no need to test this and that. We utilize enormous brains that indicate the combinations to us, such as can make, the results as well as the potentiality and the damage that could be provoked in different mediums, or different planets. We must not destroy, not even in areas that could have a high probability of benefit to our community, if perhaps those weapons can leave residues that might damage some small part of our planet. By such we abstain from affecting a world only for the benefit of a limited number of inhabitants. Our rules and regulations are severe, but sufficiently secure as to not expose the security of our world, or of others on which life is manifested. If we change any of these rules, we could see ourselves exposed to severe judgment before the major community of those who associate with us as allies, as co-partners in investigations and co-partners in knowledge acquired at large by our search of the universe. But we must, to obtain this interchange, show that we are highly trustworthy and that we are not going to negatively utilize the knowledge acquired. We must show that we are really an adult community, controlling our emotions, as well as having a profound respect for life, for beings of other planets, for organisms in evolution, and finally for that which vibrates in some form of existence. If we alter those rules, we will be left out of partnership in that intergalactic community of great knowledgeable beings who help us so much.